This goes to Dr. Tan. It's T like Tom, A, and like November, Lee, L-I. Fax 989-584-0307. Regarding Patricia Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D. Date of birth 12/6/1961. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Copeland with medullary calcinosis, history of kidney stones, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her consultation visit was September 26th of this year. Her weight is stable since that time. She did have one episode of diverticulitis last month, and she believes that that is better at this point. And her medication since her visit, Jardiance, was discontinued. Now she's on Humalog 20 units twice a day. Toujeo, she's still getting that once weekly. Losartan is 50 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. She's on Farxiga instead of Jardiance, and that's 10 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler as needed for wheezing. She has denies any chest pain or palpitations, no symptoms related to kidney stones, no abdominal pain currently, no edema. Physical exam, weight 192 pounds, pulse 71, blood pressure 128 over 66, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender. No ascites, no flank tenderness. Extremities, a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, lab studies were done 11/14/2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.87, sodium 141, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, calcium 9.87, albumin is 4.6. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 11.9. 24-hour urine collection, calcium levels were normal, creatinine levels were normal, citric acid was normal, oxalate levels are normal, uric acid levels are slightly elevated, 784, and the range is 250 to 750. The last urine pH was 5.5 within the normal level. And total urine volume was 3,037 mLs. Assessment and plan. 1, medullary calcinosis with preserved renal function. We will continue to monitor labs with random urinalysis, and we'll do a random urine sodium with the next urinalysis. 2, history of kidney stones, none for many years. 3, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function. 4, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.